cleaning out an inner poison. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, cleaning out an inner poison. When we talk to people and we hear them talking about negative things, we hear them talking about how they were so unhappy in their childhood, how they were so unhappy as they were growing up, and then we hear how they respond to other people, how they pick on other people and belittle other people, and how they say that the world has been mean to them and has given them a bad shake. They feel very unhappy. And if we listen to that sort of thing, it's distressing, very disturbing. We think, why do we want to have unhappiness in our life? Now, if we want to have joy in our life, we concentrate on joy. If we want peace, we concentrate on peace. If we want health, we concentrate on health. Now, anytime anyone consistently is talking about unhappiness, is talking about a past that had all sorts of difficulties, is talking about a past where life just was not too gentle and kind to them, then they bring that back into their attention. Now, in everyone's life have been adventures that have been considered terrible, adventures that have been considered to be almost unbelievable, and near-death experiences and stuff like that, and we think, oh, how terrible that is, how sad. And then the person goes on and says, but here's what I did with my life. I went on and enjoyed my life. I just love everybody. I love everything. You love everything when you had such an unhappy childhood? Well, sure, why should I let my childhood disturb my adulthood? Why should I let things that happen at any point in my life disturb things that go on anywhere else? Why should I do that? Well, some people do that. And why should they do that? Well, sometimes we say they need to take medicine from the doctor. They need to take tranquilizer pills. They need to take something that takes away the tension, that takes away the ugliness of life's adventure for them right now. How can we do that? Must we go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, or medical doctor and get tranquilizing pills? Must we get medicine that's going to help us? If that is helpful and we do it, that's fine. But it's going to come up again and again and again. This unhappiness of our life, the cause of our being unhappy, and the cause of our being out of balance, that's going to come up again and again and again. And no matter how often it comes up, we're going to have to be in charge of it, or else it'll be in charge of us. People who lose their emotional stability because they are not taking charge of their life. Now, do you want to lose your emotional stability, or do you want to gain your emotional stability? Now, we say that to anyone, and they, of course, will come up with the answer. They want to gain their emotional stability. To gain our emotional stability requires that we put a cause in motion, we put a condition in motion for ourselves that enables us to have this emotional stability. Now, emotional stability is not something that medicine is going to give to us. It's going to give us a temporary hiatus. It's going to give us a temporary moment of peace. But it will not be a permanent response in our world. And it will not be a permanent response in our world because we have not gotten to the cause. We have not gotten to the problem. Now, the problem is that we think about the negative things in life. It's not that we have the negative things, but we think about them. Because, truly, if we only thought about the negative things that happen in our life, and everyone surely has their share of those negative things, if we only thought about them, we would drive ourselves insane. And we would be totally incompetent. We'd be totally out of balance with humanity, society, and the world, and ourselves. My goodness, yes, ourselves. And we want to be in balance with ourselves. Now, the manner in which we get in balance with ourselves is to have psychiatric help, have medical help, have help from our church, from help from God, help from our fellow man, help from our parents and our family, help from somewhere outside. Well, now, all the help that we get from the outside, any outside, whether it be the church or whether it be our family or doctors, whatever it may be, can only be taken as another pill, just a temporary thing. A temporary hiatus from the experience that we say we don't want. Now, if you had someone that truly loved you, and someone that truly cared about you, they would say to you, "You're wonderful." They would say, "You're great." They would say, "You're fantastic." They would say, "You're glorious." They would say, "You're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You are the most marvelous being on the face of the earth. I just love you. I love you. I love you." And the person, you, might be doing all sorts of unkind things and negative things. You might be ripping the world apart and ripping yourself apart and ripping everybody else apart and finding fault with everything in the world. And still, that one person says, "I love you. I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. You're thoughtful. You're fantastic. You're great. You're great. You're great. You're great. You're great." In spite of the fact that this person continually brings up negative things. That's an awful lot of unconditional love. And unhappily, there isn't that dominance of unconditional love under dire circumstances at all times. But there can be. There can be. You and I can be that source of unconditional love for the world. The world, when they have fighting and war, is it? That's a difficult thing. We say terrible thing, but it's just a difficult thing. It's just someone who has psychosis at a very high level and is up to some unconditionally loving person or persons, basically a person, an unconditionally loving person to come along and say, "I love you. I love you. I love you. I see all in peace now. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me." Yes, I know it began with me, because I am peace. I am love. Oh, I'll raise my temper at times, and I'll get excited at times, and I'll shout and swear and do all sorts of silly things at times. But these are not my nature. These are just something in response to the outer. And whenever I feel that temperature rising, whenever I feel that control slipping away, I immediately turn within myself and say, "I am peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace with my friends, with my world, with my circumstances, and it began with me." And then when I do that, it's fun because I look around me and it's like oil on the water. All of the circumstances that riled me just a moment before, all of the circumstances that brought my pressure level up to the pressure cooker and needed to have the flame turned off down below. But isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? A pressure cooker is a cooker that you put food in, and then you put moisture in there, and then you put a lid on tight, and then you put it over the stove and you cook it. And it has a gauge on top, so it won't blow up. But it has a gauge on top, so it cooks at a very high pressure. And it cooks very quickly and very wonderfully. Now, we are like that pressure cooker. And we have that gauge on top. That gauge sprouts all of it and says, "Hey, I'm overloaded. And we tell her, "Hey, I hit you. And then somebody comes along and turns down our burner, or shows us how to turn down our burner. And we turn down the flame, and we have it in just a high cooking level or low cooking level. Or we're done. And we turn it off, and we let the steam out, and we take the cover off, and we have a perfectly prepared meal. We have a perfectly prepared self. But we have this temperature that might be electric, might be gas, might be a stove, a wooden stove, fireplace, could be anything. It might be a person irritating us, a person causing us to be irritated. Might be some illness we're going through. These things are all things that put heat underneath our pressure cooker. And somehow we want to bring that in balance. The pressure cooker is not bad. The cooking food inside is not bad. The gauge is not bad. The heat is not bad. But all these things have to be in harmony and balance. And when we learn to do it for ourselves, to keep ourselves in balance, when our pressure starts mounting, we just say, peace, and we become relaxed. When our pressure starts mounting, we take care of ourselves. "Excuse me, hey, you guys, I gotta go to the bathroom." And you go in the bathroom, and you close the door, and you sit there, and you let your pressure come down. You don't even tell anybody else your pressure's going up. And you let your pressure come down. You say, "I am peace. I am peace. No pill in the world is going to do that on a consistent basis." Well, now, as you and I learn how to control the mechanism that makes the heat go up and the mechanism that makes the heat go down, the little valve or whatever handle that may be, whatever knob that may be, whatever circumstances that may be, as we learn to control that, then we control ourselves. And all of the outer symbols in the world are not going to help us in the slightest, because we'll run into many circumstances in life if we are on the edge and we see something that's unkind, and right away we lose our temper, we lose our cool. We start getting in there emotionally. But right away, let's go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, and just relax. You don't have to go to the bathroom, just go in the bathroom. Go in private. It's a good private place. It's such a natural private place. The better private place is just within yourself, instantly say, "Oops, my pressure is getting up there." And then you say to yourself, "I am peace. I am peace. I am peace." And then you look at everybody in the room and say, "There now is peace in this room, and it started with me. There now is love in this room, and that unconditional love is me. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy." Yes. And as I say that, and as I do that, and as I am that, I am peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace. There is peace. It doesn't mean great conflict and great wars and great conflagrations of unhappiness, but it could be little things, and big things too. But whether it's little or big, it makes no difference. It all comes from one source, and that is how I look at my world, how I think about me. Now, I don't want to die. Well, that's a good step. I want to live. Okay? Now, if you want to live, do you want to live happy? Or you want to live fulfilled? Do you want to live in a world of peace, of unconditional love? I like that word so much. Unconditional love. Two words that just say it all. Love is great, but unconditional love, wow, I understand that. Oh my goodness, do I understand that. I want to be unconditional love in everything I do. But that is something only I can do. Nobody else can be unconditional love for me. They might be a role model, a demonstration of that. They might be an example of unconditional love, and I might say, yeah, they can do it, I can do it. And how do they do it? They take a deep breath, and they look at the world peacefully, calmly, wonderfully. And as they look at the world peacefully, calmly, and wonderfully, so the world is for them. So it is. Peaceful, calm, and wonderful. It's just a matter of choice. It's just a matter of decision. It's just a matter of where are my values? What is important for me? What is it that turns me on? Does it turn me on to be unhappy? Oh, I would think not. Does it turn me on to be happy? Oh my, yes. Does it make me smile when I see all in order, all in divine order, all in ideal order? Oh yes. Well, the solution is so utterly simple. I live in an electronic world, and I have an electronic heater that I turn on, and when I'm cold, I turn up the heat, and when I'm warm, I turn off the heat or turn down the heat as my desire is. And I have to remember that I am number one, and I am the only one that makes any difference in this world. And when I am in my own being and I feel pleased and happy and joyful, everyone else does too. I want what is for my highest and best. And I know that what is for my highest and best is the highest and best for everyone in the world. Because I am a good person. I am a loving person. I am an unconditionally loving person. I am a person who looks at the world and says, hey, you guys are great. This is wonderful. Oh, isn't this a great day? Isn't life great? Oh, my. And I got to learn to get that isn't out of there. Life is great. Life is wonderful. Life is fantastic. There's no isn't about it. But that's a habitual thing. And it's something that, while not being the worst thing in the world, it's not good. It's lack of control of my thermostat, lack of control of my heat variance, of the heat under my pressure cooker. For, you know, we can go through life like a pressure cooker, and it's convenient to have that to cook the food quickly and nicely. Or we can leave the cover off, and we can be one in and as our universe, and we can leave all the pressure aside. We don't need pressure at all. We don't need that pressure cooker aspect of our being. We can take that valve, and we can take the cover, and we can just put it aside. Throw it away if we desire, but we don't need it. All that we choose to have is a peaceful being. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Cleaning out an inner poison is something that's virtually impossible to do. But if we take control of our vehicle, of our body, of our pressure cooker, and we decide, everybody's got a pressure cooker, everybody. If we decide that we are so balanced, so happy, so content with ourselves, we don't need to speed up our cooking, we don't need to manipulate our cooking, we don't need to have that pressure cooker any longer in our life. And as the saying goes, we let it all hang out. We let it all hang out. We let our feelings, our emotions, our attitudes, our delight, we let it all hang out. And we find, for the first time when we let it all out, we don't have any negative things to let hang out. We don't have any garbage in our mind. We don't have any negative thoughts. We don't have any things to cry about. We don't have any things to be unhappy about. Oh, we have lots of things to laugh about, lots of things to be joyous about, lots of things to be happy about. Oh my, yes. But we don't have anything to be crying about. Sometimes we cry because something happens in our life that's so happy that we don't know any other emotion to express it so well. We call our dog, and we call our dog, and he doesn't come, and he doesn't come, and he doesn't come. And then we talk to Caesar Milan, and Caesar says, well, here's how you do it. Let the dog know that you're in charge. And then call the dog, and he will come. The world wants to know who is in charge. Your world wants to know who is in charge. And when you tell your world that you are in charge, and you stand there with your shoulders back, chin up, chest out, and you feel glorious, and you say, come. And instantly, your pet stops doing whatever he's doing, chewing on a bone, eating his dinner, playing with his friends, and he comes directly to you. And he sits in front of you and says, yes, here I am. Your will is my desire. You call and I'll come. I am your pet. You are my master. You are the one who is the pack leader. You are the one that I like to turn to for guidance and direction. Just you call. You call with confidence. You call with belief that you have the ability to speak to me, and I will act upon what you tell me. And, oh my, it is so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, the dog wants to have a leader, wants to have a guide. Well, our world, the entire world, is our pet. And when we take control of our thoughts and unconditionally, lovingly bless our entire world, if we created it, and tell our world to come, to go, to sit, to lay down, to be peaceful, to be gentle, to be unconditionally loving. We say that expecting it will be done. It's not something we want to be done. We know it's already existing. We are merely bringing about the commands from time to time of what we want at that instant. At that instant, we want the dog to be cooperative. At that instant, we want everything to work in harmony. At that instant, everything does work in harmony. But it only works in harmony when we are the pack leader, when we are the master, when we are in charge, when we are unconditionally loving, when we're in charge of ourselves first. And then we know that anything we speak outwardly in our creation is demonstrated instantly because it's already been done in our inner self. There are no poisons to clean out of our inner being. There are no unhappinesses to clean out of our inner life. There's nothing in the past that needs to be changed. Nothing in the future that needs to be changed. It's just in the right now, this moment, that I say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. Yes. All is in divine order. I am ideal. I am ideal. These lovely, simple, inoffensive compliments that we're giving to ourselves, these statements we're giving to ourselves, these realizations that we're waking up to, are saying to you and to me every moment of our life, I am the pack leader. I'm the leader of my world. I'm the leader of all the circumstances in my world. When I say to my pet, move, it moves. When I think to my pet, come, my pet comes. When I think to my pet, sit. When I think to my pet, I love you. My pet looks at me and wags its tail and says, righto, righto, master. I know you do, and I love you too, because I'm your creation. Yes, let's begin now by realizing that all the pills, however beneficial they may be from time to time, all the help from other people, whoever they may be and how skilled they may be in their professions, it all comes back to one thing. Do I want to take charge of my life, my world, myself? And do I want to take charge right now, or sometime in the future, or never? It's my decision. Do I like myself? If I like myself, I'll take charge right now. If I like myself, I will recognize it is already done. And all I have to do is be a peaceful heart and recognize it's done. Be a peaceful heart and say, all is in divine order. Be a peaceful heart and say, oh, I'm so, so happy. And we turn down that pressure cooker. In fact, we get rid of it. And we live in a world which is absolute peace. That's what we can do right now. For that's the way it really is. That is the way life is. And that's the way I am. And that's the way you are. Oh my, I'm so happy I created my world so beautiful. I love you. I love you. I love you.